When you are in an unfulfilling job that is draining and stressing you out that you don't enjoy, you slowly start tolerating things that diminish your overall quality of life. And when you have been in that job for 12 or more months, you stop noticing how your quality of life has drastically changed because of the job. So in this episode, I'm sharing with you 5 things that you stop tolerating when you pivot into a career you love. And these are not career problems. These are actually life problems that a career pivot can help solve. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about some of the things or the ways that your behavior can change when you are doing work you genuinely love. It's one of the problems that I help professional women solve is going from jobs they hate, but feeling stuck and like there's nothing else they can do, to actually clarifying what other kind of work they can thrive in and landing that job without burning out. And one thing that I've noticed in this work that I do is that a lot of times when you are in a job that doesn't match who you are, really sometimes even a toxic job where you feel unhappy, you feel like you're not doing meaningful work, you feel frustrated a lot, you're bored, maybe the place is straight up toxic where there's microaggressions, there's a toxic boss, and so you're stressed out, your health isn't good, you just feel like you're not contributing to the world. It is so easy to fall into survival mode when you are in that kind of workplace. Like, you are just trying to survive. Every day you go to work, your mindset is sort of like, put my head down, do the work, just survive, just make it through. Don't attract attention. Like, you're just trying to make it through each day to where you don't actually even have energy to genuinely thrive. And what you start to see happening over time is that you actually start tolerating things that are not okay. You find that because you were very much put my head down in just survive mode, things started happening either to you or in you that you just accepted or started rolling with. Because again, when you're stuck in a job you don't like, or you think you're stuck, when you think you don't have any options, even though you might, your brain tells you that surviving is the only way to make it through. But what I have realized is that when your work situation changes, so when you actually clarify what kind of work fulfills you and lights you up and make you feel good about yourself and confident, and you're doing work that leverages your talent and the skills you enjoy using, when you're doing work you love, you actually move. You stop tolerating things that you think you used to think were just part of life, right? Like things that you used to accept as just the way work is. You move from tolerating those things and actually start embracing and thriving in sort of new ways of being and thinking at work that just improves your life overall. And so in this episode, I want to share 5 of those things with you. And if you are still in a career that doesn't fit you, and a career that is stressing you out, feels unhappy, makes you feel miserable, I want you to also sort of hear this as a vision of what is possible for you in your career when you do work you love, to see how you change what you accept and the things you start to demand, all because your work situation has changed. So the very first thing that you stop tolerating when you start doing work you love is you stop tolerating bad health. Because the thing about doing work that is not aligned with who you are, work that you don't enjoy, is that you are probably experiencing so many physical and mental health symptoms that you're just either accepting as part of life or you're attributing to something else. Whether it's the headaches, the insomnia, the weight changes, high blood pressure, hair loss, depression, anxiety, low creativity, moodiness, all those things are likely happening because your work is stressing you out day in, day out. And you might have been telling yourself, oh yeah, you know what? It's just age. It's just stress. It's just a phase. It's just life. But it's not a phase because, first of all, let's talk about it. You've been feeling this way for like minimum 12 months now, probably more like 3 or 5 years, let's be honest. So it's way bigger than a phase. And also, a lot of the stress that, yes, you are experiencing is not because of life, it's because of a job. Because what you have to realize is that when you're doing work you don't love, you are stressed on two fronts. First, there's the stress of trying to expend energy to do work that you don't enjoy. You're leveraging skills you don't, maybe that maybe don't come naturally to you, which takes a lot more effort, a lot more focus, a lot more thinking. That is stressful. And you're also expending energy just trying to pretend like you care about what you're doing. Because again, if you don't like your job, that means you don't really care about it. It's boring. But you're expending energy trying to present this front as somebody that cares, that's invested, that's focused. And so you're being drained on two fronts when you're doing work that you don't enjoy. And so you've probably got to a point where you are tolerating a body that is breaking down and you think this is just your new normal. You're saying, oh, I need to maybe work out more, eat healthy, go for a walk. I'm just getting older. I mean, yes, you need to do all those things for general health. And your job is the problem. Your job is the reason why you are experiencing all those things. And when you start doing work you love, you start to value yourself differently. You start to recognize that you show up better in your work environment when you are healthy. And so you start to prioritize your health. Because the work aligns with your values, it becomes easier for you to lean into the other values of your life, like taking care of your physical health, your mental health, your body. Now, because you enjoy the work that you're doing, the work itself is energizing you back. It's making you feel alive. You now have energy to take care of yourself, to exercise, to eat healthy, to go for the walk. Like all those things now feel possible. And like you have space and the energy to focus on those things because work itself is not draining you on multiple fronts. When you go to work, you get energy back because you enjoy the work. You feel like you're making a difference. You feel confident when you're doing the work that you also want to start physically seeing that version of you. So you stop tolerating a body that is breaking down. And you finally believe that you are worth taking care of yourself and your body, and you actually start doing that. Doing work you love allows you to take your own self more seriously. And when you start taking yourself seriously, you stop tolerating things that are actually doing harm to you. The second thing that you stop tolerating when you do work you love is suppressing who you are. Because there's a high chance that right now, if you're doing work that you don't enjoy, where you feel drained and stressed and miserable, you are probably like hiding yourself. You're muzzling your voice. You're showing up as a version of you that isn't real, that isn't authentic. You're hiding what you have to say. You're hiding what you believe. You're hiding the things that you care about. You don't feel like you can speak up. And so you're performing a like mask, a persona that would be accepted in a workspace that isn't really inviting and comfortable for you. You have been tolerating the exhaustion of going into a space every day where you have to pretend that you are somebody that you're not every single day. And when you start doing work you love, all of that changes because you stop tolerating inauthenticity for yourself. And this was something that I even saw in my own life was that when I started doing work I enjoyed, I became so much more fully myself, able to show my personality to my boss and my coworkers, to hold my boundaries, to speak about issues I cared about, to use my voice without fear. When you do work you love, you show up authentically. You are no longer enduring hiding who you are. You're not shrinking yourself to fit into a small box. You're not holding back what you have to say. You're not pretending. You're not as brilliant as you are because you know that your voice matters in the work that you're doing. Because you're doing work you love, you know you belong in that space. You know it's a comfortable space for you. And so you show up like this. And I think this is one of the most profound shifts that comes from pivoting into a more fulfilling career is that when your work aligns with who you are, you stop performing and you start being, you start existing, you start thriving. You're no longer performing. You're not tolerating things that ask you to be a lesser version of yourself. Then the third thing that you stop tolerating when you are finally doing work that you love is imposter syndrome. Look, this one is, I can't even tell you how many women I've talked to who are like, you know what, I'm struggling with imposter syndrome. I don't feel like I belong. And I have struggled with it in my career on and off too. And this is especially true if maybe in your workplace, you're the only woman of color, or the only Black woman in the room. Because now there's this internal battle that you just live with of, do I really deserve to be here? Am I good enough? Do I have to work hard? Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. Or harder to be recognized, to be taken seriously. Like, you just tolerate that internal back and forth that your brain is doing. And when you are in a job that doesn't fit you, that voice is really loud because deep down a part of you agrees. Because the job is not right for you and you're not thriving in that job, there is low-key a part of you that agrees with that voice of, I don't deserve to be here. And so you are constantly in this internal battle that you just tolerate as, you know what, this is just life. When in reality, it is not. When you're doing work that you love and you know that you're good at the job, it becomes so much, much easier for you to silence that voice because, and this is something that I saw in my career, which this really shined through, I would say, the most when I became a professor, because before I became a professor, I was working as a counselor. And I didn't truly believe that I had the skills to be successful as a professor, especially the research skills, because a big part of being a tenured professor is you have to do research. You have to be publishing research regularly to be seen as successful, and you're judged on your performance, and then they decide if you get tenure or not. And so when I started my job before I started my job as a professor, I didn't think I had the skills to be successful doing research. So I almost didn't even apply to professor jobs. It was when I had one mentor who believed in me. She's like, oh, you write really well. Like, that one voice just made me think, okay, you know what? Maybe I am good enough to do this. So I applied for jobs. But I would say throughout even my first year, I still wasn't quite sure. But as I settled into the work and I loved it more and I thrived in it, it was like, wait, hold on. You know what? Even if I've never been like a research person and I am not sure of my ability to do research, because I knew like I was in the right place, like the work just felt right. I was using the right skills. I felt good at the end of my work days. I wasn't always drained. I felt energized and alive. That's how I knew I was in the right place. So because I knew I was in the right place, the thought I started to have around research wasn't, oh, I don't know how to do this. It was, I know how to figure this out. Like, instead of battling imposter syndrome and wondering if I belonged and if I could do what it took to be successful as a tenured professor, what I recognized and started realizing was, you know what? I belong here, which means I can figure it out. Everything is figure outable. And so I believed in my ability to figure out the answer to a problem. So specifically, it's like, okay, if I don't know how to do a research methodology, I know I can figure it out. If I don't know how to write a certain section of an academic paper, I know how to figure it out. And I did a lot of figuring out. I would watch YouTube videos. I would talk to mentors. I would work with coworkers. But I never felt like an imposter because I knew that if I have a problem in this job, I know how to solve it because this is where I belong. I love this work. I'm good at this work. I belong here, therefore, I will solve any challenge that comes my way and I will figure it out. That is what happens when you start doing work you love. You stop tolerating that constant questioning in your voice about if you're good enough and if you belong, because you start to believe in yourself and your ability to figure it out, your ability to solve any challenge. And that belief in yourself is what keeps the imposter syndrome away. Because what you have to realize is that imposter syndrome also thrives in misalignment. When you love your work, you are not performing at somebody else's level or idea of success because you're doing your own thing. You're showing up authentically. You're using skills you love. And it is hard for you to feel like you don't belong when you are being your own self. Then the fourth thing that you stop tolerating when you are doing work you finally enjoy is overworking. You stop tolerating overworking. You stop tolerating working until you drop, having no boundaries at work, taking no breaks, having no stopping point, literally working until you crash. Because what you have to recognize is that when you are in a toxic job, similar to like that voice with imposter syndrome, there's constantly this idea in your head that you have to prove yourself, that you have to work extra hard, that you have to show that you can keep up, that you deserve to be here, that you deserve to be recognized and to be valued. And that usually leads to you overworking because you think you have to earn your place in your job. And so you're doing more and more and more, and you're working 80 hours, you're working late at night, you're answering texts at 11 p.m., at 5 a.m., you're working super hard. We often overwork because we're trying to prove something either to ourselves or to other people. So there's probably a voice in your head that's like, you know what? If I just work more, if I just work harder, maybe I will feel like I belong. Maybe I will feel worthy. Maybe they will finally value me and recognize me. But that's not what happens. It usually just leads to you feeling exhausted. When you're doing work you love, when you enjoy your work, you recognize that you show up better at work when you take breaks. Like you start to see your job as a component of your life, not your whole life. Like your job starts to be just a part of your life. You recognize that overworking just makes you unhealthy. Think back to the first thing, right? Bad health. Overworking makes you unhealthy and takes over your entire life. And you don't want that anymore. You have boundaries. You become more efficient. Like you know how to use your time well to get your work done within reasonable hours. And you stop tolerating the pressure to prove yourself because you're like, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I belong here. I can figure out any problem. I don't have to overwork to like, I'm good. Like I know how to succeed. I know how I'm being measured. I know how I'm being evaluated, and I know what I need to do my job well. And this is one that I saw in my own life. I've even had clients talk to me about this before where they're like, I just do my work and then I go home and I just have free time. I'm chill. I don't feel like I need to keep hustling. It's like when you are doing work you love, you come out of that hustle mode and that hustle mentality because your work just flows. It feels good. You know what you're doing. You know how to solve problems. You feel authentic. You feel like you belong. So you're not constantly striving to earn your place. And then the fifth and final thing that you stop tolerating when you are finally doing work you love is you stop tolerating having no life outside of work. Because when you are doing work that you don't enjoy, work is your entire identity. It is your whole life. You probably don't have hobbies. You're not feeling creative. And not because you enjoy your work, so you're always working, but because at work, your mind is just trying to survive. So you're thinking about work. So by the time you get home, you're so exhausted that you're trying to recover from work. By the time you recover from work, it's time to go back to work. And that's your cycle. You're either working or you're recovering from work. You don't have time for a life. You don't have time to socialize. You don't have time to go to meetup groups. You don't have time to hang out with friends. You don't have time to spend with your aging parents. You literally do not have time to have a life outside of work because your draining, stressful job is swallowing your entire life up. And you are tolerating a life where you're just coasting in work and trying to survive work instead of actually living and thriving in your career. And let me even pause here and say the reason why this often happens is that when your work doesn't fulfill you, it overtakes everything, right? Because you're either overworking to compensate, or again, you're so drained that you have nothing left for the things that bring you joy. So you start losing yourself slowly and you tolerate that loss because you are in survival mode. In survival mode, you don't have space for hobbies, for creativity, for curiosity, for connection. You don't have that. You're just trying to survive. And that's why you have no life outside of work. And when you stay in that job long enough, you start to tolerate and think, you know what? This is just how life is. But when you do work that you enjoy, work that is fulfilling, you actually start building a life outside of work. When I started doing work I loved, I traveled more. I started a business that I loved. I started doing puzzles. I became more creative. You tap into your hobbies again. You have space for the things that make you who you are. And when you enjoy your work, you're not trying to prove anything, right? Like, it's like, I know I like my work. I know I'm good at my work. I know that I'm getting better at my work. Like, that's the thought. And that confidence creates space for you to have a life because you're not constantly rushing to prove yourself fast. You're not setting up these arbitrary deadlines for yourself in your career to meet some random threshold that causes you to work so you have no life. You are able to just work and live. You can do both. And work is not draining you so much that you don't have space for life. This is what a fulfilling career actually looks like. Like, yes, it is a better job title. It is a bigger paycheck. And it is building a life that allows you to be yourself, to actually enjoy your life, to actually connect with people and be creative and grow and develop. Work is part of your life, not all of it. So those are the five things that you stop tolerating when you finally love your job: bad health, suppressing who you are, imposter syndrome, overworking, and no life outside of work. And I want you to notice something, okay? I want you to notice that none of those are simply career problems, right? They're not like work problems. They are life problems that exist because of your job. And when you make a career pivot, you can solve those life problems. This is one thing I love to say. It's like your work is not just about your work. You cannot have life satisfaction without career satisfaction. When you pivot into a more fulfilling career, your life blossoms, your life blooms, you love life more. A career pivot will literally solve life problems. So if you found yourself like resonating, like you're thinking, okay, I am tolerating some of these things, I want you to know that your life doesn't have to be this way. There is a version of your life where you stop putting up with your body slowly breaking down, suppressing who you are, doubting yourself, and overworking. And it all starts with getting clear on what you want in your career and making a move toward it. So if you are ready to stop tolerating these life problems and start thriving in your life and career, I would love to have a conversation with you about how I can help you get there. If you book a free career clarity call with me, we'll talk more about what's happening in your career, what are the life problems that exist, and how specifically can I help you land a career that will solve those life problems for you. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, that's C-A-L-L, and that link is going to be in the episode description or show notes. You can click that link and book a free career clarity call with me, where we'll talk more about how I can help you stop tolerating these things that are diminishing your quality of life. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it valuable as usual, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.